Penguin Audio presents Mirage by Clive Cussler with Jack DeBrawl. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. Off the Delaware Breakwater, August 1st, 1904. By the time the echo from the first knock on his door rebounded off the back of his cabin, Captain Charles Urquhart was fully awake. A lifetime at sea had given him the reflexes of a cat. By the second knock, he knew, through the vibrations transmitted by his mattress, that the ship's engines had been shut down, but the hiss of water flowing along her steel hull told him the Mohican had not yet begun to slow. Dishwater-colored light leaked around the curtain pulled over the room's single porthole. With the ship heading north and his cabin on the starboard side, Urquhart estimated it was coming up on 9 in the evening. He'd been asleep less than a half hour, following a grueling 20 hours on duty as the cargo vessel ran through the tail end of an early-season hurricane. "Come," he called, and swung his legs off his cot. The deck was covered with a carpet of such thin pile that he could feel the cool of the metal plates beneath it. The cabin door creaked open, light from a gas lantern marking a wedge across the threshold. The ship had an electrical generator, but the few lights it powered were reserved for the bridge.
"Sorry to bother, sir," said the third officer, a Welshman named Jones.
"What is it?" Urquhart asked, the last vestiges of sleep sloughing off. No one woke the captain unless it was an emergency, and he knew he had to be ready for anything. The man hesitated for a